everybody. It's Donna Fox live here on BBSRadio.com. I am so glad to talk to you. I've been away for a few weeks, kind of refreshing and recharging, if you will. I've got some interesting things to talk to you about, and I have an offer for you. So kind of let me just kind of bring you up to speed and talk to you about what's going on. For those people who have never heard of the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, and including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so what we're also going to be talking about tonight is face reading. It's an ancient art of reading a person's face, and when you combine that with the soul's intention of the Akashic Records, you have a very powerful combination. And I would like to make an offer, because this is a relatively new endeavor for me. Rarely do I, you know, go off of working with the Akashic Records unless it is a complimentary situation. And I feel that the ancient art of Chinese face reading complements working with the Akashic Records in a very, very strong way. And so I'm going to be learning more about it, and not only reading adults' faces to find out more about your abilities and your challenges, as well as your pluses, if you will, and talents. And will the Akashic Records tell me that? If asked, yes. But the face reading is a verification for my clients of what the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying. And sometimes people need that verification, especially from a scientific point of view. So here's my offer. I'm actually going to be going to a workshop to deepen my knowledge of face reading, and I need pictures of people that I don't know. So I'm going to ask anyone who's listening if they would like a free face analysis to go ahead and email me a picture of their face. It needs to be, I need to have a full face, as well as a profile on both sides. So I need a full face and profile from both sides. So if you would, with your eyes open, by the way, and if you want to give me one with smiling, and one without smiling, that's just fine. Let me give you my email address. The email address is info at akashicwisdom.com. And I will be getting back to you to be able to go over the face reading to give you more information. And I will be calling you. I'll probably email you, and we can pick out a time. But this is my kind of practice sessions, if you will, and I am offering them to my listening office, listening audience for free. Now, in the future, there will be a charge for this, but I can handle a few. So please, again, at info@akashicwisdom.com, email me a picture that I can download into my computer and that I can work with at the workshop. And if you would also, along with your picture, give me your current legal name, so because I want to be able to do some comparisons and if you have any questions regarding your current career situation or a relationship issue, and feel free to include your question with your picture. And again, this is 100% free for anyone who wants to take the time to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And in subsequent shows, we will be going over the faces, although you won't be able to see the faces. I can certainly tell you what I've learned about different aspects of the face. But the people who email me their faces, their pictures, will get an actual consultation from me for free. So hopefully you like that offer. I mean, how good is free, right? I can't tell you that I'll be offering that for very long, but for right now, I'm offering it to you. In fact, don't delay. Do send me your pictures, because the first ones to get to me will be the first ones that I'll use. And I don't know how many I'm going to get. So, again, email your full face, smiling and not smiling, as well as both profiles, from the left and from the right. And if you don't have a picture like that, have somebody click one, you know, on your phone and email it over to me, to my info@akashicwisdom.com. Well, you know, what's interesting is also this particular art, this ancient Chinese art of face reading, goes along with the wisdom that the Chinese have brought forward to us to help us understand ourselves a little bit better. And it also goes for children. So if you don't want, for example, you don't want to do your face, but you would like some insight into your child, you can certainly send your child's picture, front, again, full front, smiling, not smiling, and profile. And please do, you can send kids. And that's the other thing. When I work with the Akashic Records, I'm only able to access the Akashic Records of people, adults over the age of 18. And there's so many people who would like to have more insight into how to best deal with their children for their highest good, that they don't know that the face reading will give us a deeper, more comprehensive knowledge and information and wisdom as to how we can deal with our children. And it doesn't make any difference how old they are. Babies, there's certain parts of their faces that are not matured yet until they get a little older, like their noses, but the basic is there. So it doesn't really make any difference what age your child is. You can, if you want to email me their pictures. Now, I won't open their Akashic Records. Number one, they're not over the age of 18, and I wouldn't have their permission. And so it's not like a parent can give permission to someone to open up their child's records. It doesn't work that way. So this is something that I'm going to be studying and have studied and want to just perfect it a little bit. And one of the things that's so interesting about this work, and it's something we really need to look at when it comes to our children, is the idea that as children, we have a certain feeling or aspect of who we are, and we have this internal knowledge and knowing, and then our parents come along and tell us we're wrong. And so there are things that we as adults wish we could have said to our parents, so that our parents could have understood us a little bit better, so we could have had a better relationship with them. Now, please understand, I am not blaming parents for doing a bad job or whatever, but the idea here is the more we know about the heart and soul of our parents, as well as the heart and soul of our children, the more readily we are going to be able to speak their language and support them and guide them on their life path. And so when I deal with people on an individual basis during consultations, what I find is that there are events that happened in a person's childhood that have totally colored how they look at life today. Now, I'm sure that's not news to a lot of you, but the reality is that, and the challenge, if you will, is that the person doesn't know how to shift that focus or to stop that inner dialogue that continues to play. And even though the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records can explain the soul's purpose of choosing this parent and explain the soul's purpose of various events in an individual's life, there's only so much that a person can not just accept, but internalize. And when you've been told for so many years that, or you have negative self-talk based on things that you heard as a child, one session has a hard time shifting you around. Now, if you're involved with life coaching with me through the Akashic Records, that's a bit more successful. But the reality is that the more we know about the inner workings of your being and how to speak to you in a way that's meaningful, will actually expand your experience of being able to release that which no longer serves you. Now, the Akashic Records are wonderful, and they will give you a lot of this information. But there's something about when you work with the energy of the face, and I could actually point out things to you of what can shift by doing certain things, then you have something to actually hold on to. Then you have something to that's concrete for you to do that is also not psychologically or emotionally threatening. Because many times also what happens is that we are so entrenched in our own grooves of how we see our life through our own filters, and we are so entrenched within doing things the way we've always done them, that the idea of moving out of that comfort zone to a new way of thinking is hard. And we have allowed ourselves to be manipulated, dictated, swayed, persuaded, etc., by the words, the beliefs, and the actions that we observed of ourselves, of our parents, and of others around us as we were growing up. And all of those things form the way we see life, the way we react to life, and the way we plan our lives, and the way we handle the bumps in the road. And so for those people who, are interested, they can certainly email me their pictures or the pictures of their children, and we can go ahead and do a face reading. Not tonight, of course, but as long as I have the pictures, then I can certainly go ahead and document those face readings and move forward. So tonight we are open for your conversation. We're open for your questions. For those of you who are on the BBS radio site, we appreciate that. We would like to, I'm going to just go ahead and give the address out. Address, a telephone number, if you will. You're listening to Donna Fox on BBS Radio, Station 2. We're on every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Oh, well, actually, it's 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, although we start a little bit earlier. And so if you'd like to call in today, you can call in to 530-413-9537. That's one of our numbers. Or you can call toll-free to 888-429-5471 to discuss whatever you'd like to discuss. And for those people who are my loyal listeners, I'm sure you noticed that the last few weeks were recorded programs. And I appreciate you being loyal and coming back, and here I am live again for you. And again, call us at 530-413-9537. You can also use 530-513-6472 And again, from you, the U.S. and Canada, you can dial 888-429-5471. And if for some reason you're not able to get through, please email me and let me know that there is a problem so I can fix it. And so when working in the Akashic Records, and again, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. When you work in the Akashic Records, it's very insightful as to what parts of you have taken on the belief systems of other people. And then you find out why you did that and why you took those beliefs on and how they have enhanced your life, even if you believe or have observed that that by following those beliefs, your life has either been constricted or challenged or not good. I mean, I guess there's not much of a word for that. But so what I would like to say is, if you'd like to give a call, we can certainly explore what areas that you have been challenged by the belief systems that you took on as you were growing up. And this is not just inner child stuff, folks. I mean, clearly we have a variety of different psyches or I'm trying to get the right word. I'm waiting for the masters, teachers, and loved ones to give me the right word. It really has more to do with emotional layering. That's the word they're using. Emotional layering. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that term before, but emotional layering has to do with the various situations that have happened in your life that have created either a traumatic situation or a joyful situation or a frustrating situation or a sad situation. And these emotional events, and what I'm hearing is that they're not necessarily psychological, because there are certain things that can occur that will not necessarily affect the psychology of the person so much as the emotional maturity. There are clearly different psychological things, but the belief systems that they affect have everything to do with the choices you make in your life. And so when the belief systems are affected, and the belief systems are demonstrated to be skewed, and you grow up with these belief systems in being intact with the adult figures around you, you then view the world and your life in a variety of ways that can be detrimental to your happiness. And so understanding why you do what you do is very important. Now, there's rules of schools of thought that say that we don't do anything in our life that doesn't give us a charge. Even the things we don't like, they give us a charge, whether it's to confirm that that we are not a good person or that we're not good enough. For whatever reason, they're confirming belief systems that you learned as a child growing up, that also that your soul chose as an experience. And so by finding out what those situations are and then really looking at the whole concept of the belief systems and your attitude and what you tell yourself about it, and look at that as just an opinion, whether it's your opinion or somebody else's opinion, when you look at it as strictly as an opinion, not as an absolute truth, then you have the opportunity to continue to choose to change your life. Now notice I didn't say it would absolutely change your life, because it has everything to do with how you choose to receive that information and how you choose to do something with that information. So it's all of that and more. And so again, if you would like to call in and discuss it, that would be great. You can certainly dial our 800 number, and that's the 388-429-5471. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. We also have some lines, 530-413-9537 or 530-513-6472. We also have, you can, if you know somebody who wants to listen to the show and doesn't have a computer, they can actually dial in and get the show via telephone. And they can call in 760-569-7676, and the access code is 192919. And so please get back to me. Again, this show becomes much more, much richer when I can share it with someone, when I can answer someone's questions, when we are feeding back and forth with each other. So do call in, and let's discuss things. And again, if you've ever listened before, it's the comments and the questions and the interaction with you as a person, or a live person, that really makes the richness of this, of the show. And if I don't get that, then I just stop early. That's the beauty of not having sponsors, you see. I don't have to do what they tell me. I can do whatever I want to do. So if I, in fact, feel like I'm talking to myself, then I just sign out early. Now, for those people who would like to know more about the Akashic Records, by the way, or like to plan something, I'm planning on having a level one workshop here in Akron, Ohio, and that's going to be in June, so that should give you enough time to plan. We have an airport that's very close to us. And that airport's probably around 20-30 minutes away. And you can certainly come into that. And if you needed a ride, I can arrange to have you picked up at the airport for whoever would like that. So I want to just go ahead and get those dates for you. They are at the end of June. Let me just get the calendar out here. And the actual level one this time is going to be like a 3-day affair, and it's going to be the 22nd, the 23rd, and 24th of June here in Akron, Ohio. And I can, for those people who are interested, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So you can certainly do that if you would like, and go from there. So. Now, I'm curious, for those people who would like to chat, but please also include your current legal name, because if you're going to email me a question, I do need your current legal name. So you can also email questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. For me to answer on the air. And that's easy enough to do, too. But again, see, what happens is that everything that's recorded in the Akashic Records is recorded because it's a vibrational recording. So as I mentioned, so every thought, word, and deed are registered with the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So that everything we do, everything we see, everything we think, any actions we take, anything we say, they're all energetically, they all have vibration and frequency. And so because they have vibration and frequency, they all are what's captured, if you will, in the Akashic Record energy. Now, for those people who have never read Mr. Braden, it's something that you really would want to think about doing. He has Greg Braden's books are phenomenal, and they're scientifically based as well as they're extremely spiritual, and I recommend them highly. So I'm looking, there was some questions a while ago, and I'm actually looking here to see if we had any left here. So I guess what I'm asking is, who would like to talk to your Akashic Records and find out more about what's happening or how you can make your life more comfortable, if you will? And that's what we're asking you to do. That's what it's all about. That's what Akashic Records information is all about, is helping you feel more comfortable in your skin, help you understand yourself better, help you understand what it is you truly want in life. You know, many times we have an idea of what we should be doing rather than what we truly want to do. And so the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones encourage you to do that which makes you feel good about you. And sometimes that makes it easy and sometimes it is not. We are asking you to go ahead and consider that. By the way, I'm also going to be speaking in Carlsbad, California. Actually, not Carlsbad. I'm going to be speaking, I've got to get the information for you right here. It's going to be in San Diego this coming Thursday. This Thursday, actually, the Thursday, and that would be, let me give you the exact date. That's going to be the 26th of April. We're going to be speaking for a wonderful group, and I can give you the information, actually, if I can just get there. I'm trying to get this on my computer here. But again, you certainly can call in the number here and give me a call. Alrighty. Okay, so I'm going to be speaking for a spiritual group. The address is 7484 University Avenue in La Mesa, suite number 210. This is for women only because the group is only hosting women only right now at this particular meeting. And I'm making the assumption that people who are not involved, that anyone can come as long as they're a woman. I'm going to be talking about the Akashic Records and a message for 2012 for the group gathered. And so if you're interested and you live in La Mesa, give me a call and I'll email the information to you or send me an email, and I can certainly do that for you. Alrighty. So let's talk a little bit about your imprints. And what do I mean by imprints? Along with your choice of parents, where you have incarnated from have a lot to do with the imprints that you need in order to fulfill the experience you wanted on this planet. Clearly, we are not the only intelligent beings in the universe. That's very egotistical of us to think that. And we all originated from somewhere. Now, do we have beings with, you know, that are souls that originated here on Earth? Yes, of course we do. Yes, we do. We do have people who had their first life in density on the Earth. We have new beings of light coming in all the time that have never been a human before. And so when we have those children who have never been human before, it's really important for us to teach them how to be human. That's where the Chinese face reading for kids comes in, because if we know more about our children, we know how best to help them and guide them, as I was saying earlier. And so the Pleiadian aspect that is present here on the planet is actually becoming stronger. This is, again, when I speak to you, I speak to you from the Akashic Records. And for those people never listening before, I don't channel. Nothing enters my body. But I've been doing this for over 16 years now. And the information shows up. I access the records through a specific prayer that shifts the energy to make the information more accessible. And so, therefore, when I'm working with a question, either from the audience or from an individual during a consultation, it's the question itself that creates the vibration for the answer to come forward. So the answer is actually in the vibration of your question, which is, I want you to think about that for a moment. That's kind of an interesting concept. So the answer to your question is in the vibration of the question. So the answer is in the vibration of the question. And we have to realize, because we are all one, and we're all, even though we're vibrating at different rates, that when we ask a question and your records are open because I have your current legal name, then that means that your files are open and the vibration of that question literally goes in and magnetically accesses the information so that you can process it. Now think about that. The access, so your question, when your records are open, creates a vibration for the answer to come forward. And many times the answer to your question isn't necessarily verbal. Many times the answer to your question is energetic. And the verbal part is more of a distraction, just to get you to understand a little bit more, or to kind of distract you so the vibration and the energy can come forward and answer the question to make it more real for you, if you will. Many of our questions that we ask don't have specific answers in words, but they do have answers vibrationally that our consciousness receives and understands. So it's important for us to understand that all prayers may not appear that they're being answered, but in fact, they are being answered via divine timing. I mean, how many times have you been in a situation and you've asked a question and you've seen a billboard or a license plate or a sign or a song came on that totally answered your question? And those are the kinds of miracles and the kinds of things we want to be thinking about. So again, let me give you the numbers for you to call in. Otherwise, this is going to be a very short show. So I strongly recommend that if, in fact, this is what you would like to be, like your questions answered, this would be the time to call. So you can dial 888-429-5471. You can also dial 530-413-9537. Or you can dial 530-513-6472. And if for some reason you cannot get through to those numbers, then you need to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And I will be answering questions. So, okay. So we've got five more minutes, and then we're going to shut the show down, because I love you very much, but it's your questions that create the information. One of the things that's important as a message, if you will, for those listening, what's coming forward here is for you to begin to listen to your inner being when it comes to what you truly want to do in life. And we're not talking about, I mean, clearly if you're 5'7", wanting to be 6 foot tall is not the body you chose for this lifetime. So it's going to be important that you understand. That doesn't mean that you can't do the same things that 6 foot people can do. It just means that you're going to have to jump a little higher. That's all. So, but the message here is that moving into your heart on a regular basis is going to be very important. And specifically, what I'm hearing is that there are people out there that are having a little challenge at their job, and what they need to do is move into their heart regarding their coworkers and their superiors. Really move into your heart. And you really need to ask the question of what would love do? That doesn't mean you should need to be walked on. It just means that you need to really try to understand where the other person is coming from. You know, many times when we look at things, we only see it through our filters and not the filters of the other person. And when we don't look, and when we only look through our filters, we miss a lot along the way. And so just accepting people the way they are and observing them and observe the number of excuses they give to why they are the way they are is amazing. So I really want you to think about it as well. Okay, well, it's 11:32. We start a little early. We've been on the air for about 40 minutes now. And so I would love to talk to someone. However, if no one's going to call, I can certainly, you know, sign out. So here in Akron, Ohio, it's 11:33. And I want to thank you all for listening. If, in fact, you would like to call me privately, and have any questions about the face reading, you can call me at 216-691-1233. That's my private voicemail number. Don't worry, you can call 24 hours a day. You're not going to wake me up, even though I'm, if you're in Pacific time and I'm in Ohio time, not to worry. It's attached to an answering machine that's not going to be bothering me. That's not a problem. The voicemail will take it. But if you have any questions about how to send your picture for your free face reading, or if you would like information about the Level 1 workshop that's coming up in June here in Akron, Ohio. And by the way, where the location would actually be able to offer lodging. So there is a small charge for it. Oh, I have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad.
Good. Yeah. Who am I talking to?
It's Alexis. I'm up here in Canada.
Oh, hi, Alexis.
I just got you off an email.
Okay.
I don't know
if
you got it.
See if we can refresh it. Let's see what's going on here. Aha, uh-huh, here it is. Great. All righty.
Okay.
I've got it.
All right.
Great, thank you. Okay, so you're not sure what question to ask. So tell me, have you listened before to the show?
Oh, yes. I listen to you pretty much every week.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
I do. I love your show. I really do. When you said you're going to cut off early, it's like, oh, no.
Okay. Well, the only reason I do that is because it's people like you when you call in. It's what makes it rich. You know, that really enhances the energy. So I so appreciate you calling.
I was going to call last week, but I think it was a recording.
That was a pre-recorded, Last couple of weeks have been pre-recorded. But right now I'm live and I'm glad to talk to you. And so tell me what's going on in your life that you would like more insight into.
Well, this is it. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of in a rut or a stagnant place or something, and I don't know how to get out.
Okay, so you're talking about career-wise?
I don't know really how to explain it.
Are you talking about career, or are you talking about a relationship here?
Oh, not a relationship. No, just life in general. It's like I basically retired.
Okay.
Kind of lost my job and couldn't find another one, so... You know, and then, you know, circumstances and a few things, and I went on a disability pension. So, but I don't know, like, I just feel there's something that I can be doing. I just don't know what.
So, if you had all the money in the world and could do anything you wanted to do, what would it be? I mean, what's the first thing that you think about? Oh, I wish I could. How do you finish that sentence?
I'll probably just go globetrotting.
Okay, so if you were to go globetrotting, where would you go?
Oh my goodness! I want to see the British Isles. I want to see China. I want to see South America. I want to see Australia. Like every place, you know what I mean?
Uh huh.
I would love to travel, but I'm kind of stuck.
Well.
But as far as, other than that, I'm sure there's something that I could be doing, you know, to, you know, even earn a living.
Well, what brings you joy, Alexis?
I don't know anymore.
What used to bring you joy?
Helping people. Like, I was in real estate for a few years.
Uh-huh.
I really, really enjoyed it. And I was just, you know, because I was helping people, you know, solve a problem that they had. And, like, you know, to sell their house or find a house to buy or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was all over
what I'm receiving...
Nice.
It right now has more to do with the spiritual aspect of who you are. That there is a spiritual calling that expands your heart. And I don't know if it has to do with meditation or has to do with hands-on healing or has to do with And the picture they're showing me is the Sufis dancing. You know how they twirl with those wonderful garments? Did you ever see that?
Who dancing?
Sufi. S-U-F-I, the Sufis dancing.
Oh, okay, I'm not familiar with that, but okay.
Well, what they do, what I'm being shown is that there are, the Sufis dance in trance to release and receive. And because the movement of the twirling dance does something to be able to help them not only focus but let go.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how that relates to you. So how does that relate to Alexis here? Oh, it has to do with you being willing to be focused and let go at the same time. That there's a major issue here about wanting to be right rather than being happy. And there's an anger that you're holding for, the words they're using here are for being cut off in your prime. So they're not showing me what it is, but what I'm hearing is that there was a situation in your life that stopped you when you were younger from doing what it is you truly wanted to do. And somehow that stopping has affected you as to not wanting to try now. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, can you place it? Can you place that situation?
When I was younger, though?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, younger than you are now.
Okay. Okay.
They're not showing me what it is because it's something that you would need to discover.
Okay.
Where are your life?
I know I have a lot of anger.
Say again.
I know I do have a lot of anger that I've been trying to get rid of.
But who's the anger at?
My daughter.
Why?
Oh, don't get me started. I'd rather not say on the air.
Okay, sure, that's fine.
But she and I have a lot of issues.
Okay.
So,
do you have a picture of her?
Pardon?
Do you have a picture of her?
I'm not sure I even have a photo of her. Not a recent one, I know that.
Well, even if it wasn't recent. Even if there was one when she was younger.
I might have.
You could email it to me and I can, you know, in other words, like I can be happy to do a face reading.
Okay.
You know especially if you put your face and her face together. Again, I'm not trying to invade her privacy. It would be in relationship to how you could best handle her to be able to release the anger that you're feeling.
Okay. I know, I will have to release a lot of this anger before I can even speak to her.
Right. But but you need a plan on how to release the anger, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I've been trying different things and nothing seems to be working, so.
Well, that's because the forgiveness issue is you're trying to forgive her rather than yourself.
Oh, okay.
You might want to make a note of that.
Okay, because I didn't even take the forgiveness angle into consideration. I just, you know, it was like just get rid of the anger.
Well, you can't get rid of the anger.
Well, I guess
you replace
that
it with love.
That is forgiveness, isn't it?
Say again.
I guess that is forgiveness, isn't it? Getting rid of the anger?
Well,
and accepting.
It's impossible to get rid of the anger unless you replace it with love.
Right.
And acceptance of another person's behavior doesn't mean that you go along with that behavior. It just means that you accept their difference than you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the piece here is there's an anger you're holding because you had an idea of how things quote unquote should be,
mm-hmm.
and how she should behave, and she's not cut out of that mold.
Okay.
And there's an anger that you have within you. That has to do with your anger itself, feeling that you, what did you do wrong to elicit this behavior? Does that make sense to you?
Kind of.
Well, think about it. I mean, there's a part of you that is angry at her for not, what I'm hearing is, doing what you think is right. And you're angry at yourself. There's a part of you that's angry at yourself because you can't put your finger on what, quote unquote, you did wrong that would create her to behave the way she behaves. Does that make sense? Like, you don't know why she behaves the way she behaves.
No.
Is that right?
Not totally, no. I don't, actually.
You don't know why she behaves the way she does? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't. I don't know why.
And has it ever occurred to you that you want her to behave in a way that is not... it's like she's not. She doesn't go along with your program.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't since she's been a kid.
Well, she's in her 30s now. She has kids of her own, but it's, you know, like, this is, I don't know, it's kind of a, strange kind of situation, I guess. Maybe not, I don't know.
Well, but the idea is that whenever we're angry at someone, what the master teachers and loans are saying, whenever we're angry at someone else, it ultimately comes back to us of what we didn't do that, or what we or what we did that creates the behavior that we're angry at. Like, how could they do this to me? Why am I allowing them to rule my emotions? And then we get angry at ourselves because we can't change the other person because their behavior does not add up to A, how we want to be treated, or B, how we think they should be behaving or feeling. Maybe that's a better word for you.
Okay.
Can you make sense of any of this? Does this make it all any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So it the is. Idea is I'm sorry, what?
It is. It's making sense. Yeah.
Okay. So we're. What I'm hearing that needs to happen is, it's really about you doing a personal inventory about where you don't forgive you for things that you've done in your life, and some as they relate to your daughter.
Okay.
And I'm being reminded of a comment.
Like, I don't know, I guess I should be doing something differently.
Right, but you have to ask yourself again. What I'm being reminded of, or what they're sharing with me is a comment is. When we don't like something about somebody else, when we're angry at somebody else, the comment that comes up is, what is there about you I don't like about me?
I'm sorry, run that by me again?
The comment is, what is there about you I don't like about me?
I don't like about me.
So how is your daughter behaving in a way that mirrors you and something you really don't like about yourself?
Okay.
So, for example, they're going to give me an example. First, would you like an example that's not personal to you necessarily?
Okay. Well, before you do that, let me give you an example.
Okay, sure.
Okay, for one thing, like, I've never stolen anything from anyone.
Uh-huh.
And, like, why is she stealing from me?
Why are you allowing her to steal from you?
Okay. I didn't know how to stop her, for one thing. I never knew how to stop her.
Well, it has to do with putting your boundaries up and
protecting
yourself.
She isn't anymore.
No, I'm saying it is, but at the time, at the time, it was about putting your boundaries up and protecting yourself in a way that would stop anyone from stealing from you.
Okay, I never figured out how to do that, I guess.
Well, don't beat yourself up about it, because the piece is that you're feeling taken advantage of in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with the frustration of betrayal.
Okay.
And so the frustration of betrayal, if you look at, has been a pattern in your life. In one form or another.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And so what the master's teachers and loved ones are asking you to consider is how, in fact, have you betrayed yourself?
Consider how I betrayed myself?
Correct. By not living in your truth, by not standing up for yourself, by not having your boundaries in place. But in other words, like, there's a part of you that's angry because you allowed people to step on you, and then were not only rejecting, but it was more of a disloyalty.
Okay,
thing.
I understand that now.
Okay. So they're asking you to take a look at how you're angry at yourself for allowing whatever happened and the pattern of whatever happened in your life.
All right.
And once you take responsibility and say, in other words, like, your daughter has a responsibility for doing whatever she did that was inappropriate. However, you also have the responsibility of allowing it.
Okay.
And so the idea, it's never only one way. So it's how can you stand up for yourself, put your boundaries together, so that you will never allow yourself to be betrayed again?
Yeah, how do I do that?
Well, first of all, it's recognizing the pattern of the betrayal, because it's happened.
Uh-huh.
What I'm hearing, it's happened. Like in a career, in relationships, and with your daughter, there's a pattern here. And the pattern of betrayal needs to be looked at.
Oh, in other words, I'm betraying myself.
Yeah. Well, see, what happens is when you have a pattern of betrayal, it's because you're not recognizing the red flags that show up when you have a betrayal. Now, the red flags may only be a gut feeling that you ignore.
Okay.
And so it's really about saying, okay, so when this happened, how did I feel? What did I internally know but rejected? Or didn't want to see? Does that make sense to you?
Kind of. Like, I'm wondering too if it's, you know, some things aren't happening because I have to learn something in this lifetime.
Sure, that's part of it. But part of it has to do with recognizing the pattern of betrayal.
Okay.
So, for example, there's situations, and again, they're not showing me pictures, Alexis. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
Uh-huh.
What they're saying is there have been situations in your life where you have been betrayed. And you knew full well you were going to be betrayed, or you were being betrayed, and you chose to ignore the signs. thinking you were crazy. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yeah.
Can you identify with that?
Yes.
Like, something's wrong here. It's just me. I'm probably being too paranoid. And then you move forward, and then only to find out, well, son of a gun, I was right. I was right. I am being betrayed. And I'm being abandoned on top of it.
Yeah.
And so the reality is then the anger shifts from the person to yourself for not acting on what you knew as your truth. But it looks like you're angry at the other person, when in fact you're angry at yourself for allowing it.
Okay. I understand
Can you see that?
Yes.
So that's why it has to come with forgiveness of self first before you can forgive anyone else. Truly forgive them.
Okay.
Because you have to take responsibility and say, I'm never allowing that. I cannot allow that to happen to me anymore. And when you feel strong enough within yourself and you trust yourself not to allow yourself not to be loved, then you move forward into allowing that person back into your life, for example, your daughter, because you feel your boundaries are in place and there's no way she can hurt you again.
Okay.
Because you won't allow it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so that's what's going on here.
Okay.
You got a lot to think about, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so I guess before I can, get on with like my original first question there, I've got to deal with this other thing, right?
Yeah. Well, sure, yeah. Because what happens here is no matter what you do, it'll never be good enough because you don't trust yourself to receive, because there's a fear of being abandoned and betrayed.
Okay.
And so what needs to be shifted is your trust of self. And your trust of self comes from observing your patterns, not beating yourself up, but just observing the patterns,
mm-hmm.
and then being kind to yourself and loving to yourself, and asking yourself, when you observe the patterns, what is the true choice of my beingness in this situation? What is my truth in this situation?
Okay.
And what do I need to allow to come forward within me where I'll feel safe within myself?
Okay.
Hope you're writing this down.
No, I haven't been.
Well, then you need to re-listen to this program because this is important information for you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And this information is actually wonderful because there's many people out there that are benefiting by it.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, that's the way it always. That's why I love to have callers, because whatever your questions are, hit the hearts of hundreds, maybe thousands of people out there.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. That
yeah,
really
it sure
good.
Is. That's the whole. That's why I ask people, please call in. Find out, let me know what's going on with you. So the masters, teachers, and loved ones can help, because we're like pebbles in a pond, Alexis. And as soon as you ask a question, that energy of the answer comes back for you, but it also touches all the other people who are in that same situation or similar that get ahas from it. And that's the point of wanting people to call in. It's
okay.
Not about not having anything to say. It's about wanting it to be so specifically helpful to the people who want to be helped.
Right. Now, did the guides and loved ones say anything about how I should, like, any ideas how to proceed to start to, like the forgiveness and releasing the anger and all that?
Well, have you been journaling?
No.
It's really important that you get this anger out of your body.
Yes.
And so it's, so what there's the suggestion is that you create an anger journal. And every time you feel angry, to write down what you're angry about and how it makes you feel. And it's not so much about rereading the journal as it is about getting it out of your body.
Okay. So every time something comes up, just write it down.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
The question is how have you, the other piece is, how have you confronted your daughter about stealing from you?
Tried talking to her, I tried putting her out of my house, I tried a lot of things. But, I don't know, I just wasn't strong enough to do what I think should have been done at the time.
Well, sure, you were afraid that she would totally stop loving you if you did. What'd you say?
When she was quite a bit younger, I should have been a whole lot tougher on her.
But you were afraid she would stop loving you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And the reality is that there's also, what I'm also hearing is there was a piece of you that didn't want to abandon her the way you felt she was abandoning you.
Yeah, I didn't want to abandon her. I don't know that I felt she was abandoning me.
Well, she was certainly betraying you.
Oh yeah, that definitely.
So it's very hard to betray someone without abandoning them in one way or another.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You understand how that works?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's about abandoning the emotion of it.
Yeah, not physically, but mentally, spiritually, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Emotionally,
so
that's right.
Get rid of her physically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the idea here is... I'm sorry?
Pardon?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
I just was saying that it's about, again, forgiving yourself and becoming very clear about who you are and what you want from yourself, not from other people, because you can't force people to be anybody other than who they are. All you can do is set up your boundaries as to what's acceptable and what isn't for you.
Okay. I am writing now.
Okay. And the other piece is, are you close to her children as grandchildren?
I was.
And you kind of left their life, is that it?
Yeah. Well, they left mine, sort of.
Well,
I guess either way you put it, I just don't get to see them very much anymore.
How old are they?
10 and 8.
And you understand they do need you, right?
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they need something in their life that they can identify with, that it's just a different stability piece.
Okay.
Kids need grandparents. But they don't need grandparents who are going to criticize their parents. They need grandparents who are going to emphasize the talents of the child.
Yeah.
It's not about criticizing the parents. and telling the kids what's wrong with the parents. That's not acceptable.
No.
It's only it's about being there to tell the child how great they are for because there are times where the kid doesn't get that from the parents, and they need it.
Okay. I've got a lot of work to do then.
Well, again, don't beat yourself up. Take one step at a time. But come from a place of love.
Like right now, I'm not allowed to see my granddaughters.
You're not allowed to see them?
Mm-mm.
Because why?
Their mother won't let me.
Well, I got that, but that means that you have to heal the relationship with the mom, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So?
Well, like, I do get to see them when they go to their, like, to their aunts, my other daughter. I get
okay.
to see them there. But, that's the only time.
So, but the healing of your daughter and you is really painful for you.
Yes.
And it's really about you deciding what you want to do to heal that. And that may,
okay.
in fact, be,
I know I have to work on myself,
uh-huh.
not on her.
Correct, because you can't work on her.
Me.
Yeah,
it's
you
inside me.
That's right. Well, all you can do is change you. You can't change her. You're right.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So it's after. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is there any ideas of, like, some techniques or whatever that I could start with to use?
Well, first of all, you have to start journaling to get the anger out, and then you have to look at your patterns so that you can start feeling better about you and stronger about your boundaries. We're right now over time, so... And again, it's not just like one. The thing is there are no magic pills here, Alexis.
No,
it's really more about.
But I'm like, you know, it's like I'm just thinking a starting point, like meditation or yoga.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you have to start journaling.
Okay.
The journaling part.
Then.
Yep. Start the journaling part, and then start looking at the patterns and notice when you get angry and. Who you get angry at and why you get angry, because it's not just your daughter here.
No.
There's other stuff going on. And
mm-hmm.
it's about you getting real clear about what trips your trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much every time I go looking for something, can't find it, and I know where it went.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just stuff.
Yeah, I know. I keep telling myself that.
Well, but no, it has more to do with the betrayal. It's you're feeling betrayed.
Okay.
And so that's what needs to be looked at, and you have to look at the other parts of your life where you feel betrayed. Who else has betrayed you in your life? And again, I can't get into it right now because we're actually over time. But
mm-hmm.
you know, again, if you feel that this like a consultation would help. You know, we could do a consultation if you want to start working on this and call me another time. You can do that, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
But you have. I do recommend you listen to the show again, though.
Oh, I do. I listen to it every week.
No.
Well, when I'm
this
home.
This particular show, you need to hear again. You need to listen to it. You need to go into the archives and listen to the show again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will do that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I so appreciate you calling.
Okay, I let you go because I know you're over time, and I want to thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You really, really helped me a lot.
Well, good.
Thank you.
I'd love to. Please keep in touch because I really care about how this is helping you. Okay.
Okay.
I care about your photo, and
I'll send you the two photos.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yep.
Okay.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah. Just email them to me. That'd be great.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you, Dana.
Okay. All right, you have a good evening, and
you
and
too.
Please be kind to yourself.
Okay.
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 All right,
thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Good night, Alexis. Bye bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of our show. I'm so thankful to Alexis for giving us a call. And I know that this was helpful to many of you. So, again, you can certainly email me your information. Again, your pictures, front picture, and if you can get this, you know, the profiles, that's great. Babies or adults, doesn't make any difference how old. So, again, my email is info@akashicwisdom.com, Akashic Wisdom, just like the show. So we are at the end of time. Next week, I am going to be in California at this workshop, and I will do my best to give you a live show, but I don't know where I'm going to be. But the week after that, I will definitely give you a live show, and I hopefully I'll have lots of information about your pictures. So please do send them in, and I will be excited to see them. Okay, so I'm going to close the show, and I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show on bbsradio.com on Earth Day. Love Earth Day. Honor Earth Day, everyone. Today is the 22nd. Actually, it's now the 23rd here in Akron, Ohio. But honor the Earth, because I'm so glad we're all here. And with that, we say amen, amen, amen. The records of the show are now closed. Amen. Have a miracle-filled week, everyone, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.